It looks like some Michigan lawmakers who are not happy with the May ballot proposal to increase road funding are trying to come up with an alternative. Jonathan Osteen covers the Capitol for MLive.com. Hello, Jonathan.
Hi, Cindy.
So what is this plan B that some legislators have in mind?
Well, Plan B, which is being introduced in the House, is actually going to sound very familiar to a lot of people because, as the sponsor Gary Gunn calls it, it's essentially the Bolger plan, which the House actually approved last year. What that plan would have done and would do under this new legislation is eliminate the sales tax on fuel, but then increase fuel taxes by a similar amount. It aims to be a revenue neutral plan, but that would dedicate all of the taxes paid at the pump to roads.
Well, let's just point out the obvious. The Bolger plan didn't get enough support last year. It cleared the House, but it didn't even get a vote in the Senate. So what makes Representative Glenn and other supporters think there's going to be a different story this year?
Well, the legislature is a bit more conservative, of course, than last year. Gary Glenn said that's the beautiful thing about term limits is that there's turnover and new people in power who will make those sorts of decisions. But really, the issue here is not only the Senate, but the governor. The governor criticized what's being called the Bolger plan pretty significantly last year. He said it would really hurt schools and cities which rely on sales tax revenue for some of their funding. So by eliminating that sales tax on fuel, you would potentially cut the amount of future funding that schools and cities can get.
Well, and as you note in your story for MLive, even Jace Bolger himself, he says, I'm supporting Proposal 1. He wrote a letter, as you say, to Michigan voters saying he supports it. And we certainly can't imagine that any Democrats are going to buy into this, are we?
No, definitely not. I mean, that issue I talked about involving the school aid fund, that's going to be a big sticking point for Democrats. So if the legislature did want to even try and go around Rick Snyder, you know, perhaps try and get enough votes to beat a veto, they wouldn't be able to do so just because of the number of Democrats that are in the House. Now, Gary Glenn points out, and I want to make this clear, that his plan wouldn't cut school spending, but what it would do is limit future revenue growth for the school aid fund. So it's a similar debate to what we heard with education funding in the governor's race last year. Actual education funding may have increased, but potential education funding did not.
Well, we know the governor and proponents of that Proposal 1 have been saying, this is it. This is the plan. There's no Plan B. So how much of a headache do you think this new legislation might give them?
Well, I don't know how much of a headache it's going to be because I think anyone who takes a real critical look at it will note what you and I already discussed, which is that this didn't pass last year. So whether it's politically feasible or not is really the question. And this isn't the only idea being discussed, though. Over in the Senate, Senator Pat Kolbeck is exploring a bunch of different ideas. But again, a lot of those are going to be unusual and potentially controversial. For instance, he's just looking at all sorts of ways to save the state money. One of his ideas is to cut funding for Planned Parenthood. So whether or not that's a feasible idea or not remains to be seen. But certainly from a talking point perspective, it gives critics of Proposal 1 ammunition to say, no, in fact, we do have other ideas. Here's what they are.
So the governor's facing some challenges in relentless positive action, isn't he?
Well, yeah, you could say that. I mean, this whole roads ordeal has been sort of a trial in relentless positive action for the governor. He's, of course, been pushing for funding for 3 years now, would have preferred that the legislature did come up with a standalone solution, but signed off on what we have now, which is Proposal 1.
Jonathan Osteen covering the Capitol for MLive.com. As always, Jonathan, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me.